When banking starts to feel less personal, you know where to find us. Community Bank. Deep roots. Local people. Personal banking. Visit communitybank.net. Member FDIC.
The views and opinions expressed by the hosts, guests, and callers on this show are not the opinions of TeleSouth Communications, its management, or advertisers.
Shop Local Mississippi with Melissa Socher and Kelly Sanner on Super Talk Hattiesburg 97.3, putting a spotlight on homegrown Mississippi-based businesses, made in Mississippi products, and their impact on your community and the Magnolia State. Now, your hosts, Melissa Socher and Kelly Sanner.
Welcome to the Shop Local Mississippi Show. Today I have producer Michael Mergens filling in for Kelly Sanner. As you all know, it's baseball season. Lots of sports going on right now, and Kelly is off doing what he truly loves, which is working with the Pearl River baseball team this week. So we're sorry he's out, where he's going to be missed, but Michael is just as good, if not better. Michael, isn't that right? shoplocalmississippi.org. Keep up with us on Facebook at Simply Shop Local Mississippi. Send us an email. We would love to have you on the show to help promote your business, your organization, or your charity in Mississippi. That email address is shoplocalms@yahoo.com. Today we're so excited to have the Snow Shop owners, and as you can guess, the Snow Shop means snow cones, and we had an early snow cone season this year, so the Snow Shop opened up early. My kids definitely made me aware of that the other day when we passed by. Snow Shop is located at Lincoln Road Extension and Hegwood, which is right over here in Oak Grove near the ballparks, the preschools, just on a great corner where everything is happening in Oak Grove. And it's also a destination. A lot of people travel quite a few miles to get to the Snow Shop because they do a lot of unique things there and offer a lot of things that most of the snowball stands don't. You've been in business a very long time. So help us welcome Sarah Thornton and Stacy Lanehart, co-owners of the Snow Shop here in Oak Grove. Welcome, ladies.
Hi.
Hey, thank you.
Good to be here.
We did a lot of chatting, as us ladies do, before the show, and anything that we talked about before, let's talk about again. Let's let people know about the show shop. Listen at me. I told y'all my ADHD was acting up today. The Snow Shop. Tell us a little bit about how your business got started and how many years you've been in business.
Well, this is our 12th season together. We met in Sunday school, Stacy and I did, and I had a snowball stand when I was younger, in high school actually, and she knew that, and she just tapped my shoulder in Sunday school one day. She said, "Hey, you want to open a snowball stand?" I was like, "Yes, I do."
And just like that. Yes. Isn't God amazing?
He is.
I always say that every person he puts in front of you, everything we see and hear, was meant to be studied, learned about, seen, heard, and processed. And it always leads to something else. So that is truly amazing. So how many years of the snow shop have we been friends, ladies?
We opened in 2015, and it's just kind of gotten busier and busier and better every single year. So I don't know, it's been a good business to be into and watch grow, and it's been fun too. Like, you know, back then our girls were in kindergarten, and now they're in high school and working with us. So I don't know, it's been a lot of fun. It's gone by fast.
It has.
I mean, to think it's been that long and everything, but it's been really good.
So do your kids now work?
Yes, I mean, they're in the 11th grade and work.
I think they work up there more than we do.
Which is good.
And your customers, you probably know them all by name, most of them.
We know
what they want.
Oh, they pull up and we already know what they're getting. And it's so funny that they can come like every day or every other day. But it's nice getting to know them too. You know, whenever we open and they do their little happy dance at the window and stuff, they're like, "We have missed you all winter long." And so it is nice getting to know them, and not only them, but our employees too. You know, we have girls that start working for us in like 10th grade, And now some of them are getting married and in med school or dental school or PA school or teachers. And it's just like, you know, you kind of watch them grow up too. So you don't just have your kids. You also have like your employees that kind of become your kids.
Exactly.
So it's just been, it's
and
a really
you love
cool
it
thing.
When they come back to see you.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
And you've watched a lot of your customer families grow.
Yes, definitely.
And you know them when they come back through and you're like, hey, what are you up to?
Mm-hmm.
And isn't it wonderful when they tell you, I'm, like you said, in dental school now or nursing school or going to be a doctor, all of those things. Are you looking for employees for this season or are you pretty well staffed?
We're well staffed for this season. Almost everyone that worked for us last season, mm-hmm. starting in like November, December, can I come back? Mm-hmm. Can I come back? Yes.
Why is that? Why do you think they want to come back and work?
It's such a fun work environment and laid back. And when you're there, you're just this team that mm-hmm. clicks and things mm-hmm. are moving so fast. And I mean, it's why when I started as a teenager and then I went and worked for a law firm, a motorcycle shop, I directed pageants for a while and did all this, always come back. To selling snowballs, making snowballs, I think, is the funnest part for me.
I know. And just, like, you can make it your own. Like, you know, if Sarah has an idea, she's like, hey, let's try this. Or if I have an idea, like, let's try this. You know, we can kind of do fun and outside the box stuff other than just snowballs. Like, a lot of sundaes and ice cream or, I mean, nachos, just whatever. But on it's fun, you can make it whatever you want and stuff, too. Be creative.
We call ourselves snowristas.
There you go. Like a coffee barista.
Right. Uh-huh.
So, Sarah and Stacy, what kind of things have you taught these young people that work for you and they come back later on in life and they thank you for things that they learned? What are some of those things that they thank you for?
I know one thing that just comes to mind instantly. Like, we've always had great workers. I can say that. Like, I mean, we were talking about this the other day. You know, we had two that were valedictorian of Oak Grove, and they're always in the top of the class. They're always just smart, good girls and everything. But just working with the public, you know, so many girls or even kids just don't realize, you know, like, I guess what a difference you can make in people's lives. Sometimes they'll pull up and they're kind of like not in the best mood. But like, if you're happy and like, you know, snowballs make people happy. So it's just like working with the public, you know, you have your customers that aren't super easy and everything. So I feel like for them, that has really helped. And then teamwork too. I mean, you know, we have two drive-thrus, a walk-up window. So you have multiple things going on. So it teaches you to multitask, be a team, help each other. And I mean, just try to like, help make people happy, I think, is a big thing.
Yeah, people skills, definitely.
Definitely. Mm-hmm.
What are some of the things that you think you wouldn't be able to do that you enjoy doing if you were run by a big box corporation and you were just a little, like a franchise?
Mm-hmm. I guess you wouldn't have the creative environment, like, yeah. The opportunity to just try new things. Mm-hmm. You'd have to run it by a big boss first.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. Like, you know, if you're going to try something, Sarah had an idea yesterday and, like, literally took pictures yesterday and posted it. I mean, you know, it's not like we have to really ask approval. You can just kind of say, hey, here's a cool idea. Let's try it. Let's see if the customers like it. So, I don't know. It's whatever we want to make it, I think. Yeah. We can be as big as we want or little. Like, I mean, there have been times where we'll go, like, bring snowballs to schools for birthday parties or for this and that. Like, we do it for our kids all the time. But it's nice when people outside in the public are like, hey, can we come by and get a ton of snowballs for the baseball team or this and that, you know? So, and we can just say yes. It's not like we have to get approval from Big Box or anyone else. We can just kind of say, yeah, we have time to do it, or no, we don't, you know. But I think that's always good.
Do you have a sense of pride owning your own business?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, I love it. And it's like our baby. We call it our baby.
Yeah. Michael and I were talking earlier about, you know, friends, you know, people that we know, and especially younger people right now. And I told him, I said, you know, if I were to wish for this younger generation, and I tell my kids every day, if there were one thing I wish for you, it would be fulfillment, which is happiness, you know, like true happiness, fulfillment. Do you both feel fulfilled?
Oh, yeah. Never thought it would be the successful and just thought, oh, it'd be fun. And now here mm-hmm. we are, and it's like, look what God did with this and for us and for our kids. Mm-hmm. And so such a blessing.
If you could be in any other state as opposed to Mississippi, why Mississippi? Why do you love having a small business here?
I think the people, the customers are just so friendly. I've been to other states. They're not as nice there.
That's what I was thinking that too. I was like, Mississippi. And then not only that, like in our business, you know, it's hot in Mississippi. Mm-hmm. So like you get more customer interaction, or, you know, even in February at the end when we open, even if it's still a little cold, they're like ready to get one because, you know, the heat's coming a week later or whatever. So I feel like that helps a lot too. I mean, anywhere in the South, but Mississippi just has like that hospitality, I feel like, that you don't get in other states.
When you first opened, how did, you know what? We're going to take a break. And that's a good, I was about to ask, how did people welcome you when you first opened, and how did people react to your small business? That's a great point to start on the next segment. Shop Local Mississippi. Today we have the Snow Shop owners, Stacy and Sarah. Longtime best friends that started with snow cones years ago. We'll be back in just a second. ShopLocalMississippi.org, ShopLocalMississippi on social media. Send us an email at ShopLocalMS@Yahoo.com if you would like to be on the show. We'll be back in just a few.
This is Shop Local Mississippi with Melissa Socher and Kelly Sanner on Super Talk Hattiesburg 97.3.
Welcome back to the Shop Local Mississippi show. It's me, myself and I today, and Michael Mergens. He's normally producer, but he is filling in for Kelly Sanner today. I'm sure Kelly is out in the sunshine somewhere, probably on a ball field today. We have the Snow Shop owners, Stacy and Sarah, longtime best friends that started with snow cones back in school, and you opened in 2015, and my kids and I have watched the Snow Shop grow. It seems like you've improved your traffic flow over there, but they are located at the corner of Lincoln Road Extension and Hegwood, right out here by the ballparks. By the preschool, and at pretty much a major little, not intersection, but stop sign there in Oak Grove. Stacy and Sarah, tell us about why that location and how that came about. I know you have a story.
Yeah, we do. I used to go through that intersection all the time, like on my way to work. And this was before the red light. So there was the four-way stop sign, and the traffic would be so backed up. I mean, just lines. And so whenever I talked to Sarah about starting a snowball stand, you know, we talked about locations and stuff, and there was this old, you know, grown-up corner. It had, like, a for lease sign on it, for sale, for lease. And I was like, you just got to come look at it. And so we parked in the parking lot one day at, like, 5 o'clock traffic, and the cars were just backed up. And I was like, let's just call. Let's just see what he wants, you know. And it was like thing after thing just unfolded. He was like, well, what's your price range? I said it, and he was like, okay. And so, I mean, it was just like door after door opened. And that's kind of how we chose it. We've been there ever since.
So you own the spot?
No.
No, you leased the spot?
No, yes,
okay,
we do.
Okay, and aren't you glad? I mean, gosh, look at how prized that spot is today. Again, the Snow Shop. Stacy and Sarah are with us today. The Snow Shop is at the corner of Lincoln Road Extension and Hegwood, right over there by Oak Grove Schools. Gosh, I'll have a prime location over there. Let's talk about what everybody wants to hear, all of your offerings, and then we'll get into the new flavors. And I think there was a really sweet story about a mom and a son that over the years they've come by there, and they always ordered a specific snowball, which is a very popular flavor these days. So we'll get to that in a minute. But tell us your offerings, especially the ones that are unique.
Okay. Well, we do have over 100 flavors.
Wow.
And you can mix them all up, and we just keep adding more and more each year. We also got nachos a few years ago. They are really popular. And we've slowly been adding more ice cream. We get Bluebell, the big truck comes out, delivers in bulk to us, and so we added some more flavors this year. We have waffle cones, soft waffle bowls, and we just started yesterday ice cream nachos. So it's like the little nacho waffle chips, and you can build it and put all your toppings.
I was trying to picture that.
Yeah.
First I went,
ew. It's like little waffle cone chips, and you just dip it.
It's like you have your ice cream, you can dip it in with caramel sauce, chocolate sauce, or whatever else.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
Oh, my Lord.
I think it'd be really good.
And the nachos, my kids are crazy about nachos. So do you see just as many adults?
Oh, yeah.
Coming by for those sweet treats that you do, kids?
Definitely.
Do we need to name some names?
Look, there are parents that will come through without their kids and just be like, we'll come back later with the kids, but I just wanted one by myself.
Right.
It's so funny.
I know when I go to get in car line, I stop at one of the key superstores, and I've got to have my Coke Icy, and I don't even drink sodas, but I love a Coke Icy, and their soft serve ice cream, and I've got to get rid of all of that evidence before the kids get in the car. But you know, parents are sitting there a while, especially out this way. So stop by the snow shop and get all of those sweet treats for yourself. Just make sure you hide the evidence before the kids get in the car. So tell us that sweet story that you told me about during the break about the mom and the son.
Yeah, so I was just saying, like, you know, we have a lot of customers that come through over the years, get their normal thing and everything, and, you know, you were asking about pickle snowballs, and pickle snowballs are crazy popular, crazy popular.
Pickle everything these
everything.
Days.
Yes. And so we'll put a pickle spear in it and everything. That's how it comes. But anyway, there was this lady, I mean, at the beginning of our season, it's probably 10 years plus ago, and she wanted us to, like, cut up pickles in her snowball. And she'd get, like, blue raspberry, tiger's blood, or whatever, but she wanted some, like, in the middle and on top and everything. And we would do it. You know, we were very laid back. You know, if we can do it, we'll do it, however you want. And so we'd do that. So anyway, just last week, this boy comes through the drive-thru, and I heard him ask, can you cut up pickles and put them in the snowball? And it was a new worker there. And I was like, yes, we can do that. And he was like, I don't know if you remember, but there used to be a lady that would come through all the time and have her pickles cut up in her snowball. And he was like, that was my mom. And he said, you know, so I would really love that. And I was like, I remember her. Like, I remember having to cut up pickles and put them in there and everything. So it was just kind of neat. And he was so excited. He said his mom's doing great and stuff. But it was just really neat to see that he remembered that as a kid, and now he is a young adult doing the same thing as mom did. I don't know. That's pretty sweet.
And sometimes it's like a reality check. You have created memories for people. Mm-hmm. Like you are a big part of your community for that. And that's so, oh gosh, that just fills my heart to know that, like, hey, we did that. You know, this is where we are with this business. That's really something to be proud of. Tell us a little bit about starting a business for other people that may want to start up something that they're passionate about. And like you both said, you never in a million years, you know, 20 years ago, thought that this would be where you landed, you know, that this is where God led you. So if somebody's thinking about starting a small business with a side hobby or passion that they have, what is your advice to them?
What do you think? Just get all your ideas together, bounce them off if you're going to have a business partner, and then it's all the legal stuff. I think we didn't realize how many permits and things. It's a lot of work.
Because we're like, it's just a snowball scene.
Yeah. It's really easy. Pop this little portable shed out here. Uh-huh. No. It's like you have to have this many sinks, this size, and this.
Yeah.
It is a lot of work, but it's so worth it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Michael, you have a daughter, Piper, that we talk about all the time. She is so precious. Loves cats. Have you introduced her to the snow shop yet? Is your wallet just literally hurting over there right now?
She's paying for it. She saves up her money, so she covers it.
What do you think she would order if she went?
Blood.
The tiger's blood.
That's her
That is popular.
That's one of our most popular.
That is popular. And I would think, just from what I see, that maybe the pickle items would be more popular with the adults.
I feel like the pregnant ladies, yes, and like people who work outside. So we see a lot of like lawn care businesses that come through because it's hot.
It's
hot. So I feel like a lot of them will even get pickle snowballs. Mm-hmm. But mm-hmm. I mean, yeah.
So you mentioned that you cater to classrooms sometimes. How do you transport that, or do you have like a little mobile setup that you'll go actually make them on the spot, or like a bar? How does that work?
We've done both. So we have, it depends on the day and stuff, but we have brought our machine, and like one time we did something at Forest General, like for a whole lot of people. Yeah. So sometimes we'll bring everything and just set up there as long as they have like a freezer for ice and that kind of stuff. But we have it down to a technique now that like, if we're just taking them for a certain time, like we can make them, like pre-make them, and we just do light juice. So that way by the time they get there, they're like kind of perfect and stuff. But so we have coolers and that kind of stuff.
So how do people find y'all? Let's talk about social media, phone number, if somebody wants to order ahead for a ball team.
Yeah.
Say they're playing right now and they know about what time they'll be finished. Mm-hmm. How does that work?
We're on Facebook and Instagram, and the best way to contact us is through Facebook. So just look for the Snow Stop on Facebook and just message us through there, and we'll get back to you. One of us will. And you can call in. Well, you can talk to us through there, and we can have like 30, 40 made ahead of time, and just bring your coolers, and we just load
you
up.
That's incredible. Yeah. And you're just giving us so many ideas, all of us ballpark parents, whether it's soccer or baseball, softball. So how would we transport? Do you put it in a big tray, like a cardboard?
Yeah, we have them like stacked a certain way, so we have like carrying trays and everything too, so that way when they're in your cooler, they're not tipping and falling or anything else. Like, I mean, we have lids on them too, so we have like, you know, your lids, your spoons, your straws, all that stuff kind of already set up. But like, there's a daycare that always goes down to the park every summer, and so they're like, they'll message and say, hey, I need 30 snowballs at this time. And we'll normally get there before we open and they meet us there, and then just bus them over to the park and stuff like that.
So what's the most that you've made at one time for a group?
Oh, goodness.
For a group? Probably 50, I would say.
Maybe. Unless we go somewhere. Now, if we go somewhere and we're like, we did Lamar Christian that time, you know, and like I said, the hospital, I mean,
it'd be hundreds then.
Yeah. Yeah.
Do you prefer for the larger groups, like just to pick one or two flavors, or how does
we try to do like the most popular flavors, like give us 2 to 5 flavors or something, and then like do that instead of making, you know, 3 flavors in every single cup. That's a lot.
Well, as we're wrapping up the show, and we'll have to have y'all back again and see how the season is going since we just kicked off, but the Snow Shop is open. They opened early this year. We're happy for the early sunshine. They're at the corner of Lincoln Road Extension and Hegwood in Oak Grove. And tell us one more time how we can get in contact with you or follow you on social.
Find us on Facebook. Just search for the Snow Stop in Hattiesburg.
Yep. Thank you, ladies.
Thank you for having us.
It was absolutely a pleasure to have y'all today. What a fun show. The Snow Shop, Stacy and Sarah, longtime friends that started with the Snow Cone. Thanks for being on the show today.
Thank you.
And I'll be bringing the triplets by soon, by the way.
Okay.
And my wallet's hurting over here right now, just talking about it. Shop Local Mississippi, folks. ShopLocalMississippi.org. Find us on Facebook at simply Shop Local Mississippi. Thanks for joining us today.
You're tuned in to Shop Local Mississippi with Melissa Socher and Kelly Sanner on Super Talk Hattiesburg 97.3.
Welcome to the Shop Local Mississippi show. We are so happy to have y'all with us today, and we're in the middle of baseball season, so some of our shows may not air on a Tuesday night because we're all sports fans, and especially here locally, we've got Southern Miss, Ole Miss, and MSU, so sometimes our shows might be put off till the next week for our preference over South Mississippi baseball. Today we have Tom Parker. He owns his own company, putting out t-shirts and hats, and they're called The Leader. Welcome to the show, Tom. We're so happy to have you today.
Thank you for having me.
And we want to hear all about The Leader. Tell us a little bit about yourself and how you got started in the business, and we're very curious to know how you came up with the name The Leader
And yeah, absolutely.
Kelly mentioned something about Elvis.
Yeah, with a name like Tom Parker, you know, that's the first thing people are, oh, it's the Colonel with us today. And I know there's some fun stories about that, but so we got a lot to talk about here, Tom.
Good deal. First and foremost, thank you guys for having me. But Leader came from, let's backtrack. I worked for AAA Ambulance Service, and I came up with a hat, and I wanted to put a name on it and a flag, being a leader. And we kind of came up with a slogan, be a leader, not a follower.
I like
that. And it was more of a hobby, and just kind of toying with it, and had some T-shirts done up. My son at the time was 10, and he kind of helped do some artwork on it, and it was fun. And so, like I said, it was more of a hobby. Didn't really do a whole lot with it. So I was really close to my boss that was the CEO at the time, and he and I shared a love for horses and, you know, the outdoors and that kind of good stuff. And unfortunately, during 2020, he had passed away in the hospital. But during that time, he had posted around 3 o'clock in the morning, if you're familiar with like the cow skulls that you can purchase online, they're kind of bedazzled up and that kind of good stuff. But he had posted a website for cow skulls. And so I clicked on his link and pulled up a cow skull, and it just dawned on me. I'm like, I'm going to send this to the T-shirt lady and have her black this out, and this is going to be our logo, because he was the epitome to me of a leader. And so that's where that logo derived from. And so we've just been rolling with that ever since.
You know, what's interesting to me, the fact that you really have overcome that name, because a lot of marketing professionals will say in your name should include something as to what your product is. You know,
right.
Those sorts of things. But the leader could really be taken any one of thousand different directions. So the fact that I'm not by any means, you know, downgrading anything. I'm saying it's amazing that your product must really be good if you can overcome a name that doesn't directly tell people what you're about. Yeah? Does that make sense?
Correct. Absolutely.
Okay.
Absolutely.
So when did it not become a hobby? Tell us about making the transition from hobby to a business.
Well, this is all really recent. We've got a booth at the Lucky Rabbit, and we've just been pushing that, and it's become more and more and more popular. And so I was like, well, I think it's time to start reaching out and trying to grow this. We've got a website in the works, but it's not finished yet. And so we reached out to Keith and sent some samples, and scheduled a meeting, and then the rest is history. So we've now got a location at the new Hattiesburg location. We've got one in Brooklyn, Collins, and Petal at the Gandy. And we're really proud of what we've got there. The racks look good. They're always full and full of the merchandise, and it's just we're really proud to be there.
So did you say see you later, alligator, to AAA Ambulance or whatever you were doing before? Is this a full-time thing now?
Actually, no. I've been there for about 26 years, and I'm over logistics there. And so I still do my Monday through Friday there. And then oddly enough, I had a lawn care business that I kind of downgraded, but I actually do some of that stuff on the side. I have a bucket truck. I do tree removal. So I stay busy with a lot of different things.
I love that. I love people that just look at those two hands that God gave you and say that there are things I can do.
Right.
So with the leader, let's give the Lucky Rabbit, Brandon and Abby down there, let's give them a shout out. Tell us about, like, they have the hardware building and then they have the grocery mm-hmm. building. So which building and where is your booth, just so folks know?
Yeah, I'm in the original hardware building on the first floor. As you walk through the bottom, it kind of goes into there's an extra room in the back, but just as you go into that extra room, we're right there on the left.
And they just keep growing. They just keep growing.
They do.
And then in the Keith Superstores, I know when the kids and I visit, which is every day many times, to the different stores there, I see people thumbing through your products, and y'all have been really good about restocking, and you do that yourself?
Yes, absolutely.
That's awesome. So which product is moving the best?
Well, it's really hard to say because we have a trucker-style Richardson hat, we have a flat bill hat, and we've got the shirts. And so the flat bills and the Richardson trucker hats are kind of in a race with each other. And then the shirts are kind of a close second. So, and we've also got leather keychains that are done right in Petal. All of our products are made right here. The hats are done up in Petal. The shirts are done up here in Hattiesburg. So everything is done locally,
awesome.
Which we're really proud of that.
Yeah, that's awesome. The leather keychains, I like those because they last so much longer than any of these other little trinket keychains. I'm going to have to get my hands on one of those. And Kelly,
oh, absolutely.
With all of your coaching experience, Kelly coached,
42 years.
42 years. Yeah, goodness. Sometimes looking at you, I think it was 60.
Thanks, Melissa. Yeah.
But you
never
know,
happened until COVID, and then I moved next to a nuclear reactor. And
if anybody is a hat guru, you know those hat brands.
Yes.
And you know that Richardson is one of the best, if not the best.
So, Tom, the logical next step then would be like shorts and footwear, maybe? I mean, tell me what you're thinking along those lines.
We're open for a lot of different things. We're just playing it by ear at the moment. In the past, we've actually done some custom leather wallets. We're really looking forward to the future to maybe do, like you said, some shorts or maybe some jogger bottoms or something like that. But we also, in the wintertime, we do hoodies and that kind of stuff,
nice.
Too. So,
One of the things that any business owner wants to know is what do people like about their products and services? So what is the feedback that you get with Leader products? What do people like most about whether it's their hats or their shirts, etc.?
Right. As far as the shirts go, the comfort. They're just a very comfortable shirt. And I love wearing T-shirts every day.
What brand are you going with on the T-shirts?
They're a Gildan Soft Style.
That's awesome.
Yeah. Awesome. And then as far as the hats, I mean, who doesn't love a Richardson hat?
Right.
But the logo itself is clean. It's not pressed on. It's actually hand sewn on. So it looks the part. It's a quality product. It's just a good, sharp-looking hat.
And I'm sure before you made the decision with Gildan, you shopped those different products, too, as to which one was going to be best for you.
Oh, 100%.
Yeah, so how many did it come down to, and why ultimately Gildan? Did you make the Gildan choice?
We went through probably about three different kinds before we actually found one that actually really hit the mark. We've done some Bella Canvas, which Bella Canvas is good too, but this one just seems to fit the best.
I don't have much experience with the that canvas brand, but I do know the Comfort Color brand was very popular for a while, and people say that it's they have great colors, but they're not necessarily the softest. And Gildan puts out so many different blends, if you will. And they have, like, the softest. And it seems like now, Tom, would you say that people are going more for comfort over looks when it comes to a T-shirt?
100%. Oh, yeah. If you got a good fitting T-shirt, if it has stains on it and holes in it, you're still going to wear it because it's comfy, you know? So, but luckily for us, we've got tons of different colors and different things to choose from, so we can keep you stocked up on all those T-shirts.
Now, before we go into our first commercial break coming up in just a little bit here, Tom Parker, I want to talk about this, the name, Tom Parker, because before we started recording the program, we were picking on you about, you know, tell us what it was like to manage Elvis Presley. And you said you've been getting that your whole life. And I'm glad that Mississippi's own has not been forgotten, that Elvis hasn't been forgotten. But are you a little bit tired of it at this point, people asking you about the name Tom Parker?
No, I find it hysterical, actually. I've been a big Elvis fan. See, Elvis passed away, August of 77. I was born in August of 78. So... yeah, that's 1 year there. So, but, you know, I was in Christian music there for a little while, and I went on tour with Michael English, and I was actually, during that time, I wasn't doing much singing, but I was helping him do some road managing. And then, of course, he called me the Colonel. So it
that
kinda,
is so cool.
It stuck with me. And every blue moon, you know, somebody would come up and say, "What's your name?" "Tom Parker." "Can I call you the Colonel?" "Sure."
Why? And why is Spider-Man coming to mind right now? Wasn't he Tom Parker?
Peter Parker.
Oh, he was Peter Parker.
Peter Parker,
okay.
Right.
Okay. Another common name.
But, I mean, is there anything that this Tom Parker can't do? Lawn care, tree service, T-shirts, hats, father. I don't know how you have time to do anything else, Tom, besides all this.
Well, actually, I just got done doing some properties. I took a vacation day from AAA Ambulance Service today. I'm heading to go pick my son up. Taking him to the coast, and we're going to go fishing. So
awesome, and it's been great fishing weather. I know my boys have been fishing like every day.
Now, see, you can tell because you're taking your son fishing. Me, we would have gone to the Beau Rivage, and I would have tried to talk him into the fact that he was 18, even though he was 14.
Oh, my Lord.
So it takes all kinds.
Tell
I guess,
everybody why your right knee is so sore, because I have to kick you at least three times.
Yeah, that's for sure. When we come back, we're going to continue our discussion with Tom Parker, who is the main man at The Leader, and we're going to find out what is the future of this business, why he decided to get into it for sure, and what the business and Mississippi have meant to him. That and more as this edition of Shop Local Mississippi continues after these local commercial messages.
Now back to Shop Local Mississippi with Melissa Socher and Kelly Sanner on Super Talk Hattiesburg 97.3.
We're back with the Shop Local Mississippi show. We'd love to have you on. Send us an email and let us help you promote and voice your organization, charity, school, small business in Mississippi. We are all about helping Mississippi entities grow. Shoplocalmississippi.org online, or catch us on Facebook. Keep up with all things Shop Local Mississippi on social media. Today, we're very, very honored to have Mr. Tom Parker, and a lot of you can relate that name to the Colonel. I know my mother would have left us any day of the week for Elvis.
Yeah, who wouldn't have back then, right?
She said, "I love your daddy, but if Elvis ever came along," she said, "I got my bag."
You know, my late wife, you know, hers was Sean Connery.
Okay.
That was hers.
Okay.
Yeah, Michael's wife, too, Sean Connery. Yeah.
So they've got the new movie out right now, too.
That's right. Epic, so. That's right. So we're talking to Mr. Tom Parker. He is the founder and owner of The Leader, which if you don't know about The Leader brand, it's growing, especially in our area in South Mississippi. But he puts out a line of hats. If you see the different style Richardson hats, he's got the trucker hats and the different styles with a little leather patch, which is very popular right now, and it says The Leader. And we were talking in the first segment about how he came up with that name, and had a beautiful story of his boss. He's also with AAA Ambulance, and his boss passed, I'm assuming, Tom, from what you said, during the pandemic. And he helped inspire the name The Leader. And when you put that out into the public, that is all ages, that is all markets. Anybody can relate the word leader to their life, no matter what they do in life. And you are a man of many hats. You are ambulance, you are landscaping,
tree removal,
and you're a full-time dad, and you're right. Taking your kid fishing today, and that is absolutely awesome. Tell us about Mississippi. Tell us about how welcomed your business was when you first hit the market, and friends, family. You mentioned you're very active in your church, how they embraced your business and your brand, and why Mississippi over any other state? What things do you attribute to having a business in Mississippi
Well, you know, I was born and raised here in Mississippi, so by default, we love Mississippi. But, you know, as far as the friends and family, all of my friends and family have been so supportive of the brand, and were so eager to put on a shirt, put on a hat. And then once they did, it went beyond being like, I'm going to do this for Tom. It was, man, I like this shirt. You know, this shirt is comfortable. I like this hat. And, you know, I've got a guy at work that works with me. I think between him and his son, they probably own 25 shirts. They just keep buying them. His son works out. That's all he works out in is a leader shirt. That's all he goes to work in is a leader shirt. So the people that have started, you know, the friends and family wearing the stuff, you know, started off just being, you know, we want to be supportive of Tom, but then they became supportive of the brand because they just truly like the product.
Yeah, but I think, though, Tom, only family will set you aside. And when you decided to do this and announce that you're doing this, how many of them said, dude, what are you smoking? You know, with all the other things you got going on, you want to open a t-shirt brand? I mean, I'm sure there were those naysayers, right?
Oh, yeah, I get that all the time. It's like, they're like, what? How many things do you want to do? And I'm like, you know, as many as I can. You know, you've only given so many hours and days on this earth. Just make the best of it.
Amen.
So,
and obviously, you said I'm going to go ahead and do it anyway. So, who handles the office, so to speak, and who handles production and delivery?
You're talking to him.
You do it all.
I do it all.
Wow.
I did all the designing, and I do all the ordering. I do all the stocking. My son actually has helped get all the stuff in the stores. So he's 16 now. He has a vehicle. So you're probably going to see him a good bit going to the different stores and restocking. So
how friendly and welcoming are small businesses for your brand, as opposed to if you were to try to get in with like a big box?
You know, your smaller stores are always the most down to earth. The big box stores and stuff like that, there's so much red tape, and there's so many different stipulations. It's really a headache, honestly.
And you can go right in and speak to the decision maker.
You can.
The gatekeeper.
Exactly. So I would really rather deal with the smaller companies, you know, the mom and pop stuff. I mean, it resonates our brand anyway.
One of the things that when it comes to shirts, and I'm a bigger boy, and I think and I think a lot of guys in Mississippi are bigger boys. It is really difficult for us big guys to find nice shirts because they all seem to be, you know, made too small. So is that the direction? The last question is that where this business is going? Everything in America bigger.
You know, you have to accommodate everybody. So, and we do, you know, we have larger sizes as we go all the way down to a small, we go up to a 4X. So, I mean, we try to accommodate everybody.
Well, I tell everybody, instead of 5X, just make it USS, like United States ship. And that would be the next.
There you go.
Only Kelly. Tell us real quick, Tom, where we can find your brand.
Sure. All right. So there's four locations right now at the Keith Superstores. You got the new location there on 49 North. You've got the location in Collins. You got the location in Petaloff to Gandy, and then the location in Brooklyn. And then you can also find us at the Lucky Rabbit in Hattiesburg.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much, Tom. And I would imagine you have social media. You have a Facebook page.
Yeah, Leader Clothing Company.
Leader Clothing Company, and you can find him at Lucky Rabbit or Keith Superstores. Thank you so much, Tom.
Thank you guys for having me.